Colin Milt's intended receiver as Shelbyville opens up the fourth period over the middle. And now the Golden Bears trailing Greenfield Central 20-14 as we go to the fourth. Face a third down and long in Greenfield territory at the 40-yard line. Shelbyville no huddle on the football. Two receivers right, two go to the left. Watson to throw, finds Dom Wilman. He shakes free of one tackler to the 35. Still on his feet at the 30, dives forward to the 28.
First down.
Terrific nice. Run after the catch.
Yeah, well, I think he shed two or three tackles there, and he needed to do all of it to get the first down. Great individual effort there by Wellman. That's what wins games, that effort right there.
Dom Wilman, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10th catch of the night for number 12, and Shelbyville over the middle.
Run up the middle by Merritt.
Getting Merritt down to the 21 for a gain of 7. Emmett Hauser, credit on the stop for the Cougars. Shelbyville again quickly back, ready to go, second down and 2, a throw by Watson. Instead to Merritt. And Merritt, Tate Hell on the stop, down inside the 20, give him the 18. And looks like it's going to be third and about a yard to go, and the Bears have Matt Merritt's either a little shaken up or no. I think he's got an equipment issue, so they're going to give him a moment on the sideline as he trots over, and now he'll be replaced by Matt Black. Something in the back rear pads of Merritt that's out of place, and he's going to have to get it put back in. Third down and a yard to go, and Shelbyville starting tailbacks off the field for the moment. Third and 1. To Watson. Fakes the give to Black. Keeps it himself. 15-10 up the middle of the field. Touchdown, Shelbyville. Watson on the run from 19.
And no flags on this one. Nice play by Watson.
And now, to go ahead and preview it, we get into the interesting part of the night, the kicking of the extra point by these two teams.
Well, the line needs to hold up here, get a good snap, get a good hold. Clark will do his job, I think, if everything else runs smoothly.
Landon Watson, the 19-yard run for the moment, has tied this game at 20. Shelbyville getting personnel onto the field. The 11th member of the kick team is there. Plenty of time on the play clock. No pressure up the middle. The kick is good, and Shelbyville has regained the lead 21-20 with 10:53 left to be played in regulation. And I'm beginning to think, even though it's a one-point game, I should start saying something about in regulation.
Well, the one-point difference here is a good thing. We always, you know, we always are, when we're watching our JV basketball games, we're always kind of thinking here, you know, okay.
On a Tuesday
it's
night.
It's going to take, they're up 4, so they can't really, so being up 1 here, that could keep it from going overtime, hopefully where the Bears win.
Your Greenfield Central, your most potent play, and really your most consistent play, has been Swinnaker to Vance.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you're Shelbyville, I think you've got to just take that away and make them do something else, make them beat you some way other than Vance. Shift that safety over there. Give that corner some help. Don't let Vance get one-on-one outside.
Cougars with two return men deep. A lot of time left to be played in this one. 10:53 on the clock.
Field position is going to be key the rest of the way, and it's going to start right here with Clark. Need a good kickoff.
The approach, the kick, he'll try to drive it deep and caught at the 8, and the return man slipped, nearly had the knee come down, and a look to run across the field to the 25. Flag down behind the run, and the run comes to an end at the 26.
Well, the lead official is going to call block in the back, and
Jake Vance on the return, and we'll wait to get the word on the flag. Although I don't see it on the field right now.
It's in there. I watched him throw it. It's just on the other side, yeah.
There's your block in the back.
And they're close. I mean, it's almost the shoulder that they're getting the block from the side, but tonight the officials are calling it close. And they've done it both ways. It hadn't really been one-sided. Both teams have been hurt by it and penalized for it.
Cougar football now down by a point. 10:44 to play in the fourth and backed up a bit. First down at the 11. Snap, handoff, running to the left side. A little bit of room out there, but it quickly closes down. Shelbyville stretched that fairly well.
Matt Black.
Run to the 15, and Vance now getting handoffs on sweeps.
Black over there to push him out of bounds, and we have a official stoppage here. Looks like there might be a player down for Shelbyville.
Trainer onto the field. And then injury timeout here, brought to you by Major Health Partners. Experience the major difference in the Hancock County Sheriff's Department, protecting and serving our community. Cannot see the number. It's a long ways across the field, but it is a golden bear that's being attended to right now. 10:36 left to go in this one. Greenfield Central football with a 2nd and 7 coming up. Shelbyville 21, Greenfield Central 20 on Giant FM Sports.
Heritage House of Shelbyville, your leading rehab to home, long-term care and memory care community, will always be full of the friendly, caring faces that come guaranteed with our signature family-owned and operated reputation. Now our warm and inviting atmosphere comes with a brand new remodeled makeover. Heritage House is excited to announce we have doubled the size of our brand new memory care wing. Haven Court, come visit us at 2309 South Miller Street or call 317-398-9781 to tour our beautiful new memory care wing, Haven Court.
Local radio is high school football on Giant FM.
The injured player was Shelbyville lineman Caleb Barrett, number 5. He walks off under his own power and back to play with Greenfield Central and a 2nd down and 7. Cougars turn, handoff up the middle, and there's first down yardage and another flag down. So hold on moving the chains. We'll see.
Hartwell with the tackle, but
Cecina's the carry. Right now at the 23, it would be a gain of 9. Flag back near the line of scrimmage. Personal foul, face mask on Shelbyville. So add the 9 and tack on some more. Good news for Greenfield Central.
Yeah.
Tonight was going to be a matchup of Clevenger and Sherman, two guys who spent some time together on the Warren Central sideline. But Adam Sherman, we hope you're doing well. If you're listening or catch this, and the Greenfield Central coach is out for now dealing with some health issues, and hope everything's going well. Cougars run up the middle for 1, 2, maybe 3 yards. 2nd down and 7 coming up.
Jet Coles right on top of that one.
Hauser on the carry. He received the bulk of the carries first half, and while Greenfield Central's thrown the ball more, we haven't seen much of Emmett Hauser getting opportunities out of the backfield. And we haven't called the name of Spencer Johnson, who ran the ball several times last week, the freshman running back.
Hauser's been busy defensively. Maybe he's...
2nd and 7. Receiver in motion left to right. Swinaker straight drop, a flag down. They'll set up the screen, will Greenfield Central, and that was one block away from turning into 6. For now, it's a first down catch and run, but again, a flag down.
Yeah, that little screen pass to counter the blitz of Shelbyville has been effective. That's how they've scored 2 touchdowns. Go ahead.
Cecinas on the catch. It went for 7, but the flag is back at the 35.
Coles had the tackle.
They're waving it off. The catch and run good. It will be a first down. And Cecinas with his first catch. So the ball placed at the 50. New set of downs for Greenfield Central. Clock moving with 9:25 to play. Vance goes in motion right to left to the short side of the field. Turned and a handoff, and Greenfield Central running well up the middle for a gain of five.
Hartwell in on that play as well.
Emmett Hauser with another carry. Sets up second down and five.
Matt Black also on the tackle. Hartwell cleaned up.
Under nine to go now. A one-point lead for Shelbyville. Swinaker back off the line this time. Takes a snap, throws out to the right, completed the 43, to the 40. Stop and go to the 30, and now a race down the right sideline as Vance will score for Greenfield Central.
Yeah, Hayden Smith took a bad angle on that tackle and allowed him to get the sideline, and once he did that, he was off to the races.
Jacob Vance, terrific ball game here tonight, and now a touchdown reception down the sideline.
I'm telling you, you've got to take Vance away, make someone else beat you. He's doing the bulk of the load here in the second half.
Just under 8.5 to go as Greenfield Central comes on to try the extra point and to try and go up 6. Could have gone for 2 to try and be up 7. Extra point, wobbly, put through, and on the First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard with 8:29 left to be played. It's Greenfield Central 27, Shelbyville 21 on Giant FM Sports.
Your number one Golden Bear fans, Auto Owners Insurance and Olinger Insurance is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit Olinger Insurance in Shelbyville today at 707 East State Road 44 or call Keith Limpus at 317-398-8936.
Get the inside story weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker, McCann Stadium. We expected a close one, and we've not been disappointed as we have a one-score game. Greenfield Central just taking back the lead, 27-21 over Shelbyville with 8:29 left to be played in this fourth period. Shelbyville has some options offensively in this game. They haven't had a lot of options in games so far this year.
No.
Watson can run and throw. Matt Merritt's had a solid night running the football, and Dom Wilman's had a terrific night catching it as a wide receiver. The approach and the kick brought to you by 40 Financial. It's about you and your future. Shelbyville with a return across the 25, across the 30, and the 33-yard line. Golden Bears offense on the field again, trailing in this one, now down by 6. Dalton Pebworth going to be credited on that stop on the kick return, and here comes the Shelbyville offense. The breeze has been constant all night, blowing across the field. It'd be left to right if you're the Golden Bear offense across your left shoulder. From shotgun, handoff, Matt Merritt, and caught just about as soon as he got the football. He'll go down for a loss of 3.
54, Tate Helm on the tackle.
Tate Helm's a senior who's tackled a lot of people for Greenfield Central over the years. A lot of work on the offensive line as well. 22 carries, 80 yards tonight for Matt Merritt. Back to the 30, now second down and long. Watson to throw, looking for Wilman. Tried to come back to the football, and he is going to be called for trapping it on his roll at the 35.
He tried to sell it. He knew he didn't catch it. He tried to sell it, but the official right on top of it made the right call.
And he didn't give up on it all that quickly, did he? Third and 13. Shelbyville in danger of not only having the drive come to an end, but having come to an end early.
Yeah, and deep in their own territory.
Third and long. Show the ball to Merritt. Watson keeps it. He was hit early, pulled away from one tackler. He got back to the original line of scrimmage and a bit more, but It's going to be 4th and 9, and Shelbyville will have to punt from here.
Emmett Hauser on the tackle there, his 5th of the night.
8 carries minus 3, and that includes a couple of sacks in there against Watson's run game. Greenfield Central with a man back at his own 27 and angling over toward that far sideline, which would favor the right foot of the soccer-style kicker, Clark. He runs that way and kicks it on a bounce, taken at the 30. Across the field, good coverage by Shelbyville, excuse me. And
Hunter Deaton right on top of that, and the Greenfield player, Jaden Brown, wanted to throw that block, but he was, with what's happened tonight with blocking the backs, he didn't want to put a hand on him, so Hunter Deaton was able to get right. Is there a flag down?
That's what we're here.
But it's
the
all
press
the way back
box.
Here.
I don't see it.
Back here.
It's back near where the punt took place. I was looking downfield in coverage.
Yeah, Deaton with a good tackle.
They're talking with the Greenfield Central coaching staff over there about the flag. And a procedure call against the Bears.
Make them punt it again.
They will.
Yep. Good call.
Coming up after the game, we'll run through how the scoring occurred in this one. Have players of the game from both the Cougars and the Golden Bears, and hopefully conversations with both coaches, Mike Clevenger and Steve Spear, trying to catch up with both of them after the game. And I guess they, after both teams looked as if they were switching personnel again, we will not get a renewed punt, and we'll bring the Greenfield Central offense onto the field at the 35. Hand off up the middle and a tackle up around the head, and a late flag will come in, and I'm guessing that's going to be on Shelbyville.
Well, LeSure had him around the neck, so yeah, it might be.
Hauser loses a yard on the run, but he'll pick it up on what is whistled as.
I don't know that they had the face mask, though.
I think that's, if nothing else, that is a poor administration of the call. I don't believe it's a face mask. Personal foul, maybe even that's debatable, but it was not what I would call a face mask.
No, I think it was just a good hard tackle that happened to be up around the shoulder pads and higher, and I think it looked bad, and that's why the flag got thrown, but I don't believe LeSure had him by the face mask at any point.
15 yards out to the 49.
Yeah, Shelbyville's in trouble now. They need to get a stop quickly here because the clock is becoming a factor.
Man in motion for Greenfield Central is McKee. Back for a handoff is Slonecker, and Greenfield Central's got room up the left sideline, and a first down run across the 40 into Shelbyville territory as Logan Sassinas is going to be taken out
by Sims
at the 38 by Elijah Sims. And Travis Hartwell comes across for Shelbyville. Looks like he's favoring his right shoulder. That carry goes for 13 yards. And if I'm not mistaken, and for a change, I'm not, longest run of the night for Logan Sassinas.
For a what?
Mistaken. I'm willing to admit.
That it happens?
Occasionally. Rarely, yet occasionally. 1st and 10, Greenfield Central. In motion, Vance. Slonecker the handoff. Shelbyville, a lot of black in the backfield and a loss of 3.
A lot of black, led by Matt Black. And Logan. He'll get credit for that one.
Matt Black on the tackle.
Loss of a couple.
Loss on the play. Ball now just outside.
And the nose of the football on the 40.
Second down at 12.
The clock continues to run. It'll go under 6 minutes on this snap of the football. Greenfield Central with a 1-point lead. Check that. 6-point lead. 27-21.
Should I start keeping track of mistakes?
Maybe not. McKee in motion. Slonecker back to throw. Dropped the football. It's now a scramble for it. Picked up by one of his linemen, whose helmet gets knocked off in the ensuing tackle, all the way back to the Greenfield 49-yard line.
Yeah, big break there for Shelbyville. The ball was out for a while.
Slendiker just dropped it.
Yeah. Number 75 recovered.
Skyler Huffman gets credit there.
Heads up play by the sophomore, or Shelbyville sitting pretty at midfield.
And Huffman will have to leave for a snap because the helmet came off. He's fine, but he'll leave for at least one snap, and Greenfield Central shoved back to the 49 now on a third down and about 20 to go. And I think we're going to get a timeout by Greenfield Central.
Well, if Greenfield Central can come up with a first down here, you're really up against it. So I think that's why they call this timeout. They want to be on the same page, and a break for Shelbyville that gives their defense a chance to rest, get organized, because they've got to stop this third down and 20.
High school football, Giant FM Sports, brought to you by Neighborhoods Against Substance Abuse, working to protect our youth. 40 Financial, it's about you and your future. Miller's Jewelry, Greenfield's home for rings, diamonds, bracelets, and watches for over 50 years. Tonight's game also brought to you by Nine Star Connect. The future is here, and the Hancock County Sheriff's Department protecting and serving our community. On the clock, 5:42 remaining. Greenfield Central 27, Shelbyville 21. Cougars have the ball, but they're facing a third and about 20 coming up here from the Shelbyville 48. Slinaker drops back off the line of scrimmage. He'll stand and wait on this snap at his own 46. Gets it. Straight drop to throw. Down the right sideline. Got a man behind the defender, but he turned him around again, looking inside, falling to the sideline. The receiver could not get to the ball. Incomplete.
Yeah, Vance had the guy beat again.
Accuracy.
Yeah, if that's on target, that's a touchdown for Greenfield. Shelbyville catches a break.
And now, fourth down. Charlie Spiegel, his fourth touchdown of the night. New Powell leading Pendleton now, 42-14. New Powell will play Greenfield next week. Fourth and 20. And Greenfield to punt. Pressure, low snap. The punter is blocked, and the ball is touched, and Shelbyville will catch the pop-up as it falls to the ground to Lejeune at the Greenfield 47. And the Golden Bears have something going after getting a piece of the ball and then the punter.
Blocked punt by Matt Black. Got a piece on it, or got a finger on it, and Lejeune with the catch there, and they'll have it inside Greenfield territory. Looks like about the 47-yard line here to start. And now Shelbyville just needs to keep their composure offensively, march down the field, and get six.
First and 10 from the Greenfield 47. Watson pumps, throws downfield, and nearly picked off and nearly caught through the hands of a defensive back and to the falling Colin Miltz, but he couldn't pull it in. Second down and 10.
Honestly, perfect throw by Watson, because it got just over the hands of the defender, and then it hit Miltz, but I think Miltz got distracted by those defenders' hands, and, man, that would have been a big play to start that drive.
5:22 to be played. Clock stopped on the incompletion. Greenfield leading Shelbyville by six. Watson with a running back, Matt Merritt, gives him the football, and a big run on second down and 10 across the 40. We're going to give him nine. It'll bring up a third down and a yard.
Jaden Brown on that tackle.
9-yard gain on the play. Third and one now from the 2-38.
Third down, one. Willman from his wide receiver spot looking up the sideline, trying to check the play call or some confusion. It ends up being a run, and Matt Merritt has the first down, dragging tacklers to the 34. And a gain of four.
Matt Merritt, the ball carrier. First down through there.
I've got Matt Merritt at 93 yards on 24 carries tonight. Yeah. First down and 10, SHS. Clock at 4:43. Handing it off to Merritt. Avoided a pileup behind the line of scrimmage, but got hit by the next guy and dropped after no gain.
Yeah, 51, Braden Nelson on that tackle.
4:23 and counting. Greenfield Central protecting a six-point lead. Second and 10. Watson to throw. Hit. Thrown to the ground.
A sack by number 50, Big Gary Steven. 6'3", 320.
It wasn't even a tackle.
Throw down.
He just grabbed him and kaboom. Down went Watson. Back to the 37.
And Shelbyville needs to really be patient here. This might even be timeout territory. You've got to pick up some yardage here to give yourself a chance on fourth down. Third and 19.
3:45 and counting. Two down territory for Shelbyville with not enough time to give up the football and get it back. Watson hit as he throws over the middle. Incomplete. And Shelbyville now down to a fourth and a long way to go to keep this drive alive. Thirty-second throw of the night by the Shelbyville quarterback, and looks like I'm going to be wrong here. Shelbyville, a fourth and 19 is a long way to go, but the Bears do have their punting unit on the field. 3:35 left to be played. Clark, the approach, sends it downfield. It's caught inside the five. The receiver slips once, twice. It's a good block to end up with some yardage that pushes that ball out above the 15-yard line. And something out of nothing for Greenfield Central in the kick return game there.
They got a really good block there.
Lance McKee on the catch down at the 5 and then bringing it out and giving Greenfield Central some breathing room. Triton Central a winner tonight, 35-14, defeating old rival Indian Creek. Next week, the Tigers get Ritter, and in 2 weeks, it could be, who knows, number one against number two, Cecina, in conference play in 2 weeks. Greenfield Central football, first and 10 from the 17-yard line. Slenaker a pitch, looking to run right. Greenfield Central, the ball is out. They'll scramble for it. Shelbyville saying they've got it. And the Golden Bears have the football.
Big turn of events here with 3:14 to go in the fourth.
If you're Greenfield Central, you know you've got to run at least three plays, make Shelbyville use their timeouts, and then at worst, punt it away.
Well,
worst scenario here for them.
Yeah, they were running it. I mean, it just Shelbyville just made a play, got in there, stripped the ball. Now take your time. There's no rush at this point.
Shelbyville looking for running room up the middle. And it'll bring up a second down. Matt Merritt getting the carry with the offense back out on the field. And Tate Hill in on the tackle, rather. Merritt with a gain of 2. Second and 8. Low snap. Watson picked it up off his shoe tops, running out to the right side, cuts it back up and in, still on his feet, still running, spins away, and he got into the end zone. Landon Watson, touchdown.
He just kept moving, and I think Greenfield's players thought that he was going to go down. Watson kept his legs moving, and next thing you know, he's twirling into the end zone. And we've got a tie game with 2:42 to go.
Watson from 13 yards out has tied this game pending the extra point. Tim Clark to try and break the tie. The approach, the kick is good. And on the Greenfield Banking Company scoreboard, Shelbyville again in the lead with 2:42 left to go. At 28-27. And a lot of the time it's more certainly in the pros and the college ranks, but we'll see if it applies here. Did Shelbyville score too early? 2:42 to go.
No, I don't think so at this level, because you definitely want to take it when you can get it, and that was just a heck of an individual effort by Watson to even score. He looked like he was tackled two or three times, and his momentum and effort was really the difference to get him into the end zone there. He was not going to be denied.
Time for another kickoff brought to you by 40 Financial and Shelby Materials, and the Golden Bears will give it to Greenfield Central with the Cougars now down by a point and working slightly into the breeze that's been blowing across the field here at McCann. Ball at the 40. And right down to the wire we go in this series that all time sees Shelbyville leading 24-22. Clark will give a short pop-up on the kickoff. It's caught at the 30, to the 40, to the 45, and caught there.
That ball's out.
And the ball's out.
But I think it went out of bounds, John. Nope, Shelbyville ball.
And let the Golden Bears celebrate as they do come up with the ball on the sideline. Greenfield Central with back-to-back touches, yielding back-to-back fumbles, and the Bears now can protect the lead and try to run out this clock.
Unbelievable. That play looked like it was dead on the far sideline, right in front of the Greenfield bench.
And the Cougars are going to be on their own 45-yard line.
Yeah, I was questioning the short kickoff myself, and then fate has it. Shelbyville with another fumble recovery, and now here's where they've got to be smart with the clock and safe with the ball.
Trying to move it on the ground and a run to the 41-yard line sets up a second down. Matt Merritt on the carry.
Emmett Hauser on the tackle, his seventh of the night. Flag coming in here on the looks like a Shelbyville sideline type of a call.
And on the opening possession of the game, Shelbyville received a warning for sideline. If there's a call to be made here, it should result in a flag. And it is a penalty on the sideline of the Golden Bears. Mike Clevenger, when he was on the sideline early, was not happy about that early warning. And I'm not sure the Bears are at all pleased with the current flag situation. It moves the Bears back, so you've lost the down on the play you've just run, and you've lost the yardage you gained on that play. Second out and 11.
Has Greenfield used one or two timeouts so far, John?
One.
So they've got two remaining.
And there's the clock running now as we go under 2 minutes.
Yeah, Landon needs to be aware here. He still had 8 seconds on that play clock.
Oh! Run up the middle, and Stanley just obliterated the ball carrier.
Gary Stevens, I'm going to say it again, 6'3", 320.
Boom.
And Watson felled all of it on that one.
Watson became airborne, and the next thing you know, you're looking up and you realize Stanley's going to land on you, and that's exactly what happened. Timeout, Greenfield Central. I said Stanley, Steven, my apologies.
I'm just keeping track, John.
The ball at the 47. Timeout, Greenfield, preserving the clock. It stops with a minute 49 to go.
You're still okay here. Even if you don't pick up the first, you want to keep the clock running or make them use that final timeout, get a good punt. They've got to drive almost the length of the field to get into field goal territory. So right now, you want to be safe.
Are you taking the pass
no.
out of the play
yes.
call?
Yes, I'm running it. Make them use a timeout. They have not, as long as you take Vance out of the equation offensively, they've not shown me that they can move the ball quickly. So, no, I want the clock to run and them to use that final timeout And then I'm going to trust my defense to make a stop.
A minute 49 to go. Shelbyville 28, Greenfield Central 27. Golden Bears with possession following a fumble on the kickoff, and the ball will go on a reverse to Colin Milt. Stop and go, 40, 35, turns it upfield, 30. Ball is fumbled, and they're going to fight for this loose ball, and I think Greenfield Central's got it back. The Cougars do at the 32.
And Milt's had such a good run. That was a great play call. Milt's looks hurt.
He's holding his left wrist, and Greenfield Central gets the football with a minute 36 to go. Shelbyville got a running play call that gave them everything they wanted, and then the ball popped out. For the Cougars, they've got a lot of work to do, though, at the 31, and a minute 36 to go. Boy, the back and forth of this fourth quarter. 69 yards to get to the end zone. Not as far, maybe, for Greenfield Central to consider a field goal chance. Swinaker to throw, right sideline. He's got Vance again with a step, but again, Vance is looking over his left shoulder, interior of the field. The ball floats out of bounds over the right shoulder.
Shelbyville again catches a break. If that ball's out towards the numbers up the sideline, that's a touchdown. Swinaker, he'll improve on that. Only a freshman, but he's missed a couple. And that's what Shelbyville's got to watch for. All it takes is one pass to get dropped in there, and that's a touchdown. Whatever they're doing with Vance, they've got to shift someone else over the top on him, because they might hit one of those here and win the game.
Second and 10. Quick throw out of the left side. Caught. Good coverage by Shelbyville, and that pass in the traffic zone out to the 36. McKee on the catch. Hartwell the tackle. It goes for a gain of about four. Third and five. Clock will go under a minute now. Still getting receivers set. Now Slinaker ready. Gets the snap. Going to throw this one deep downfield. Again, he's got a man, and the dive off the hands of his receiver. Incomplete.
And Vance is hurt. Hopefully he's cramping. I think he's cramping.
Trying to get himself to his feet. He doesn't want the trainer out there for fear that he'll have to leave the ball game. He'll run himself back to the huddle.
Fourth down.
50.4 seconds to go. And for Greenfield Central now, you need 5 yards. You don't need 35.
Yep, right.
Fourth down and five. Shelbyville protecting a one-point lead. Receiver left. Three receivers set to the right. Slendiker back in shotgun awaiting the snap. Blitz up the middle. Shelbyville. Pressure from Hartwell. Slendiker the throw left side. A dive, and it goes incomplete. Shelbyville will take over on downs.
They went for it each time, but each time the throw was just a little bit too far. And Shelbyville now with 43.9 just has to work this clock down.
Golden Bear ball. 37-yard line of Greenfield Central with 43.9 to go. Victory formation for the Golden Bears. One man deep. Watson the knee. And we said early on, this was a game where somebody likely was going to feel very, very badly about an opportunity missed. And as it stands, it'll be Greenfield Central as Shelbyville can celebrate homecoming with a football victory here tonight. The Golden Bears knock off their State Road 9 rivals here at McCann Stadium. Our final score on the First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard, 28-27, Golden Bears.